Soy protein from Tennessee heads to Africa. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is a humanitarian effort that we have with the World Initiative of Soy and Human Health. And we're moving this protein that will go into a beverage solution that will be used. It'll be nearly a million servings that will go to Liberia to a school lunch program.
Parks Wales Executive Director of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board says children in West Africa will soon get a nutritious taste from Tennessee. A landmark shipment of high-quality soy protein isolates from Soleil's Memphis facility is destined for school children in Liberia, where nearly 40% of the children there under the age of 5 are malnourished.
We're fortunate that we use the protein from soybeans going into meat, and we eat the pork and the poultry and the beef. Other countries can't afford that, and this is one of the few ways they can get protein. So it's something great we can do. And the one thing we do better than anyone else in the world is farm. Our producers are absolutely the best in the world. We're looked upon by other countries with great honor for what we were able to do. And, I mean, we just don't do anything better than farming here.
The Tennessee Soybean Council supported World Initiative for Soy and Human Health, or WISH, worked with the International Relief and Development Organization, which requested the product for its USDA-supported food for education efforts in Liberia. And Parkswell says hopefully this gesture now will lead to future purchases of Tennessee and U.S. soybeans later.
The world's not short food so much as they're short protein. But it's a great humanitarian effort by us, and it leads to consumption of soy protein later on where they'll be buying it from us.
80 metric tons of Tennessee soy protein headed to West Africa. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.